This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, we've got our buddy James Jones. James Jones, how you doing, pal?
What's going on, my man?
You in a wind tunnel?
Hey, man. I'm outside right now, man.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, we're just hanging out. Yeah, we can hear you. We're just hanging out, getting ready for the postseason. Hey, you tell me what it's like right now. What, you picked this team 13-3. So, what in your mind made them 13-3?
Well, number one, I felt like Coach Matt LaFleur kept it in the best situation as any head coach of Boston ever come in. You have a franchise quarterback. You have a franchise wide receiver. You have a lot of talent on the defense, and then you add the two Smith brothers. So I'm like, man, this defense could be very special. And then when I went to training camp and had a chance to talk to Aaron, and the day I was there, the defense got after the offense pretty good. And I'm like, hey, man, is this an off day for the O? And he's like, no, man, our defense is very good. And I said, man, if the defense is this good, and with Aaron Rodgers back there, and once this offense, this team could be very special. That's why I put a 13-3 because I like this is a very good situation.
Talking with James Jones of the NFL Network, former Packer wide receiver. So you tell me, because there's been a lot of criticism heaped upon Aaron, and they did a statistical analysis from 2011 when you guys were there to today. With all of this going on, you tell me what you see in Aaron this season.
I see the same things I've seen when we were playing with. And what a lot of people we were loaded, you know, and we all know how special Aaron Rodgers was. Aaron knew how special we were, too, you know. And when you look in the receiver room and you have myself, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, Randall Cobb, like, that's pick your own poison. Then you go in the tight end room, you have your Michael Finley. I mean, there's no way you can stop us, and that's why a lot of the numbers that we put up on offense were happening because we were stacked at that position. Right now, they're not stacked like that, you know, around the offense, especially at the wide receiver position. So, you know, numbers being down and all that doesn't show the plays and things that the special things that Aaron Rodgers is still doing. When I watch him throw the football and some of the throws, I still see him making, getting out the pocket, making throws, making plays with his legs. I mean, he's still doing the same thing that he was doing back then when we were playing with him. And I mean, you got to understand, too, it's the first year in this offense, you know? So, and then the last couple of years, you're in Coach Mike's offense, but you don't have the firepower that we used to have in Coach Mike's offense. So, everything I see on film from Aaron Rodgers is the same stuff I've seen back when I was playing with him.
Talking with James Jones, the NFL Network analyst and former Packer wide receiver. So, like you said, you guys had stacked talent. So, you tell me, you got Devontae Adams. Who's the next best or second to third best wide receivers that they're looking at right now? Is the problem between the trust of Aaron Rodgers or guys just not running routes properly or not catching balls? I mean, you tell me, what is it?
Well, I tell people all the time, man. I mean, building trust and chemistry with Aaron Rodgers, it don't just happen overnight. It don't just happen one year. I mean, it takes time. I mean, me and Jordy, I mean, we were still building chemistry with Aaron when we both left. You know, so I mean, there's so much that you can learn every single day, you know, being together, you know. And once you're together for a long time, I mean, me and Jordy can understand and Randall can understand what Aaron was thinking before Aaron was even thinking it. And we automatically knew where he wanted to go with the football, where he wanted to place the football. And that takes time. That's not no rookie going to come in and just be right on track with Aaron. So it takes time, but I love what I'm seeing from Lazar. Lazar is coming in. He's stepping up. Aaron's giving him opportunity balls down the field. And once Aaron starts giving you opportunity balls down the field like that, that's telling me that he trusts him. And that tells me that Lazar is doing what he's doing in the game in practice. And Aaron is getting out there in the game and giving him the opportunities that he's making in practice. And, I mean, he's stepping up. I mean, he's looking like a very good complement to Davante Adams on the other side. He's a big body, can go up and make the tough catches. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see him getting his first playoff game and go to work.
Tell me about this matchup. I mean, everybody seems to think it's not that it's a cakewalk, because the postseason isn't. Just look at the scores that we witnessed this past week. The highest one was 26. So it's not like you're going to roll over all over teams, but to say 26 points, 24 points, does that win you a game against Seattle this weekend?
At home, absolutely. At home, I feel like if you can score 26 points at home, a little chilly, I feel like it'll get you the W. Especially, I mean, if you tell our defense, you know, we'll get you 26 points, you know, at home, on our home turf, in the cold, we should be able to win that game. So I truly believe 26 points is enough to get this game done. And, yeah, it is a playoff. All these teams are good. It's going to be very rare where you see teams go out there and just put up 35, 40 points, you know, in a game, unless a defense is just getting a bunch of turnovers or something and giving them short fields. But, I mean, 25 points in the playoffs right now should get you a W.
And then the next game between the 49ers and the Minnesota Vikings, it's hard to go and beat a team three times, but then again, you get them back at Lambeau Field if it happens. Otherwise, you got to go back to a place you didn't play very well in San Fran. Talk a little bit about the next opponent for the Green Bay Packers if they do indeed win.
Well, I mean, if the Packers win, I mean, who doesn't want to stay at home and play?
Right.
I mean, that's first and foremost. I mean, in the name of the game in the playoffs is trying to get home field advantage and stay at home and have everything come through your house. Whether you play the team 10 times during the season or whether you play them once, hey, if we can get you at home one more time, you know, we'll take it. So, I mean, in that standpoint, you know, if I'm a Packer, I'm definitely want to take care of business against Seattle, but I'm rooting for Minnesota. I mean, because I would love to get them again and get them back at home, you know, instead of having to travel to San Fran and play on the road. So, you know, that's how I'm going into the weekend. Come on, Minnesota. Come on, Packers. Let's handle business.
Where are you going to be this weekend?
I'm going to be in Green Bay, man. I'm coming out there to the game, man. I'm going to be in Green Bay. I'm bringing my little man to them down there to check it out, man. So, it'll be a good time.
Hope to see you up there this weekend, and then I know I'm going to get you over at Radio Row when we get down to Miami, okay?
Perfect.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon, JJ.
All right, buddy.
See you, buddy.
See you.
There you go. James Jones, the NFL Network analyst, and you can follow him on Twitter at 89JonesNTAF. 89JonesNTAF. James sits down with the Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers on NFL's Network NFL Game Day morning this Sunday, 10 a.m. You can watch that interview and see what Aaron Rodgers and James Jones kind of chit-chat about as this Green Bay Packers team gets ready to host the Seattle Seahawks coming up at 5:40 kickoff at Lambeau Field this coming Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.